We have one more. This is item 14, miscellaneous meeting debrief. We've got a couple of blue sheets to consider. These shouldn't take a lot of time. First one is, the title of the request is briefing by Commissioner Schmitten, medium importance, medium urgency, request due date, spring time. Knowledge, understanding the CR 101 and 102 process. So this has, I think, been a question for some time now that needs to be thought and explained to the commission. Commissioner Schmitten recommends a brief presentation by our Attorney General representative. I think it could be by Lori Pruse, you know, our rules coordinator, whichever. Dr. Anderson?
Just procedurally, if you give the blue sheet to me, I'll make sure we have the right people provide the briefing. Mm-hmm. Without trying to specify in your blue sheet what staff should provide it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a motion made by Commissioner Schmitten.
Seconded.
Motion's been seconded by Commissioner Duvia. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. Okay, this is a request by me. Title of the request is Enforcement Staffing Study Briefing, Medium Importance and Urgency. We're hoping that this presentation would be done in January. And the knowledge action being requested, explanation of the report on enforcement program staffing, workload, coverage issues, including a comparison with other states' staffing levels from the 2008 report. So this would be a briefing to the commission. And the purpose here is to just keep this information before the commission, because many of you have not been on the commission, were not in the commission in those days when this report was done. The problem of inadequate enforcement staffing levels is still present. I'm not saying that we can do anything about it in the near term. We just should be cognizant of it. So that's my blue sheet. Would someone on the enforcement committee like to make that motion, since I can't make motions?
I would make that motion.
Okay. Commissioner Perry has moved that we accept this request.
Second.
Motion's been seconded by Commissioner Schmitten. Any discussion? Everyone's very compliant. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. Okay, Director Anderson?
I would just ask you to keep in mind when you're talking about staffing levels, and I understand that wanting to go back and take a look at this, we have staffing issues in all areas of this agency, serious understaffing issues. The HPA permits application, 4,000 permits a year is one place where we've had a number of reductions. We talked a little bit about, in a sidebar group here, about where we are in our fish management capacity staffing. And there are other examples, our cuts in our IT, and how far behind we are, and even just keeping up with the basic IT needs of the agency. So just when you're looking at this, I would just ask that you kind of keep the holistic perspective and view of staffing issues, understaffed components of the responsibilities of the agency.
Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Jennings?
I think it'd be totally appropriate when you make this presentation to us that you actually include some of those other challenges we have so that it is put in context.
Okay. Any, Commissioner Jennings?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As far as commission debrief, at the beginning of yesterday, when we got the report from the director on budget, there was a discussion from Deputy Director Store about the challenges and the timeframes we may be facing to deal with budget reduction, or I'm not sure how to phrase this, but reporting to the governor where we might have to take, where we might propose reductions to occur. I do think that's a very important part of our job as well. We did this last time where we were presented a list. We looked at that. We gave them feedback. The list was modified before it was finalized and pushed to the governor's office. I would like to expect that same level of engagement. And if that means that we have to have a special conference call based on the timelines that are set up, that's totally appropriate. But I do think that that is an important part of what our role is to set the strategic direction through the budget process. So I would just like to say that. I just felt the need to say that out.
Okay. I think that's a good idea. And Director Anderson or Deputy Director Store?
Maybe I wasn't clear yesterday. Whatever, you know, whatever the commission wants, we'll work to provide. We're in a different situation this year than we have been in the past, where we've had the abilities to, you know, for 3-6 months anticipate and build. I don't have any requests or direction from the governor to provide a list this time. That's one of the differences than in the past. And it's very likely that in the middle of December, her budget will come out. And frankly, we're not being asked a lot about it. So it's going to come out. It's going to be what it is. And it's likely, in terms of transitions in the past, that whatever she puts out, most of it will stick in the House and the Senate. The House and Senate discussions, it's not clear how those are going to take place either. A lot of times, those are one item at a time, phone calls from Senate or House budget staff to say, what about this, what about that? Sometimes they ask for a more comprehensive, what would you do if you had to take a 10% or a $5 million or whatever the case may be. So I just, in terms of expectations and clarity, I mean, we will do our best to let you know what we know. But a lot of this is a dynamic. You may give them some feedback. You don't know what they did with it, or you don't have a day or a week to go out through some kind of process about how you reply to them. So just as I don't want to set up false expectations.
Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm totally comfortable with what you're saying. I'm just saying, if a request is made for us to propose a 10% reduction in general fund state or some level of document going to the governor's office that is has significant budget implications, we'd like to be. I think that the commission should be included. I totally do not expect to be included on the conversation level, you know, phone calls at, you know, as the budget's happening with either the governor's office or the legislative staff during that process. That was not my intent. It's just the big picture, and we've already done that once. We've said, here's our proposed cuts. My assumption is, looking at how other agencies may be doing it, is that's the same list is moving forward. If we get a request, it would be okay. One would hope that we're doing that sort of background prep work, knowing that the question's going to be coming sooner rather than later. So just trying to say, if it is that type of formal process of submittal, this it just seems appropriate for the commission to be involved. I'm not trying to micromanage.
I appreciate the clarity.
Okay, good. Good. One final thought is December's going to be a busy meeting. We have a lot of big topics, including some major decisions to make. December is also the traditional time for doing the performance evaluation with the director. Are you going to be ready for doing it in December?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
We'll schedule in an executive session for that. And whatever day makes the most sense. Okay. We should be thinking about our feedback before then. All right. Anything else for the good of the order? I know everyone's anxious to start their drives home. Okay. We're ready to adjourn then. Thank you very much.